This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, our message is, you must hear the word.
We're in a series of messages called Working the Word. And last week, we found out that in order to get the Word to work for you, there are three things that need to happen. HBO. Remember I talked about that last week?
Amen.
Amen. I talked about the fact that you don't need cable HBO.
Amen.
Hey, not as a Christian. Amen. Ain't nothing HBO got that you need. But you do need HBO with regard to the Word of God. And what is that? You need to hear the Word. You need to believe the Word. And you need to obey the Word. Amen. Well, today we want to deal with how do you truly hear the Word of God. The Bible tells us this. The whole Christian life is built on faith. The just shall live by faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You cannot make it into abundant life without living the life of faith. But where does faith come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. So if you don't hear the word, you cannot walk in faith. And if you are not walking in faith, you will not get to abundant life.
Amen.
Jesus said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. And my question for you today is, do you have ears to hear the word of God? You know, there are some people who sit in churches year after year and they never really hear the word. Year after year and they never really hear the word. Now, sometimes it's because there's no word there to hear. Amen. They may have a slamming choir. Everybody shouting amen. But there's no real word from the Lord. But sometimes the word may be there, but people just don't know how to really hear it.
That's right.
We want to make sure today that we know how to hear the word. There's a great story in scripture about the people of God wanting to hear his word. And I think it can help us to learn how to be hearers of the word of God today. Go with me over to Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Nehemiah, Old Testament, chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. And of course, you want to keep your finger there or your bookmark because we'll always be coming back to that passage. But Nehemiah, chapter 8, starting with verse 1. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. In these three verses, it gives us some principles for how we can hear the word. Let me break it down for you. Here's the first principle. You must recognize your need for the word. How many of you know that you can't make it without the word of God in this life?
Amen.
You will not make it. Look at what happened to these people. Verse 1 again, it says, now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of the Moses. Catch it. The people had just finished rebuilding the wall around Jerusalem. They had gone through this great task. God had blessed them in this task. God had done a great work in their lives. And now that they had finished it, they sensed a need. What's next? How are we going to build on what God has done in building the walls around the city again so that this city can begin to live again? Where do we go from here? They recognized that the only way they could go forward to have the kind of life that God wanted them to have, they needed to hear the word. Catch it. Nobody called them together. Amen. Nobody sent out a radio announcement, come down to the square by the water gate. They just all decided to gather there on their own and said, we need to hear the word. Isn't that something? We know we need to hear the word, because they recognized that the only way forward was to be guided by the word. Understand this. If you are a Christian, just like God did a great work there in building the wall around Jerusalem, God has done a great work in your life. Amen. If you're a Christian, God has done a great work in your life. I remember a song that talks about, he picked me up, he turned me around, he set my feet, what? On solid ground. Anybody got that testimony here? Amen. God picked you up from some gutter that you crawled into, amen? Turned your life around and set your feet on solid ground, amen? You got a testimony, but understand, that is only the beginning. That's only the beginning. If you're going to go forward from there to walk in abundant life, you're going to need to be guided by the word of God. Amen. God did something great in my life on September 5th, 1997. Now, if none of you else or anybody else recognizes that date, I know Priscilla does, because that's the date we got married. Amen. 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 Did I say 97? Yes. All right. We're not that old a married couple, amen. 98, amen. All right. That's the day we got married. And let me tell you something. Since that day, our relationship has just gotten better and better and stronger and closer and more loving than, you know, every day it gets better. Amen. Amen. Now, I shared with you before, Priscilla and I are very different. We are very different. We think different. We have different expectations. We do things differently. And do you know, when you are as different as we are, it's going to take you one of two ways. You're either going to get frustrated and angry with one another so that you end up going, why in the world did I get myself into this? Or it's going to work the way God intended, that all of those differences begin to mesh together to make you stronger than you could be alone. Amen. And that's what's happening in our lives. But do you understand why it's happening? It doesn't happen automatically. Catch it. We have challenges just like anybody else. We have to face issues just like anybody else. But what we have learned to do, we have learned that we've got to be guided by the word. And when we face challenges with one another, instead of going at one another, we go find the word of God, find out what God tells us to do, and begin to put that to work in our lives. And God is building something beautiful. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, the great thing that God did in putting us together, that was just the beginning. But in order to go on to the next step and the next step and to get to abundant life, we have to build on the basis of the word. You cannot make it without the word of God. Our attitude has to be like Job. Job chapter 23, verse 12. Here's what it says. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's the attitude we need to have about the word of God. We treasure it more than necessary food. How many of you expect to have a good dinner when you leave here today? Let me just see. Expect to have a good dinner. Amen. How come you didn't invite us yet? All right. Amen. But catch it. See what Job said? I treasure the word of God more than my necessary food. Whatever it is you're looking forward to having today, whatever it is you know you're ready to sit down and gobble up, just think, with that same anticipation, no greater anticipation, that needs to be the way you look at the word of God. It is necessary, and you got to recognize your need for the word. That's step number one. Here is step number two. You must be determined to hear the word. If you're truly going to be a hearer of the word, you've got to be determined. You've got to even demand to hear the word. Look again at Nehemiah 8, verse 1. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the law of the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. Do you see what happened? This huge crowd gathered in the square, and they did not send a request. What did they do? They told Ezra. Ezra was a priest and a scribe. He was a high official. They told him, go get the book of God's law and come and read it to us. They demanded to hear the law. Amen. Any of you ever part of a demonstration, maybe back in the 60s? Any of you do? Come on, I know. Amen. Some of you had to be. Amen. All right. That's what was going on here. All the people got in the square and it was a demonstration. We want the word. We want the word. We want the word. And they sent to Ezra. Ezra, I think you better go get the word, man. You know, that's how much they wanted the word of God. They demanded to hear the word. And sometimes you got to demand to hear the word. You know what? I am amazed sometimes when I see people who have been in a church under the ministry of the word. And then for whatever reason, they leave that church and they go someplace else where they may have a great show, wonderful choir, dynamic preacher, but there's no word. I don't understand it. I have to tell you, I don't understand it. Let me tell you something. If you are in a place where you're not getting the word of God, eventually you will spiritually dry up and wither away. You cannot afford to be someplace where you are not being fed the word of God. And in order to get the word, sometimes you've got to be determined. Sometimes you have to demand it. Let me show you how determined these people were. Let me see if you measure up here. Look at verse 3 of Nehemiah 8. Verse 3. Look at this. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning till midday. He read from the word of God from morning till midday. Now, the way I read morning is probably at least 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Amen? Now, how many of you have ever sat for a message, a sermon, or the word for 4 solid hours? Now, some of you from the South, you may have. Amen? I remember some of those churches back there, man. You come in at 11, you get out at about 4. Yeah. Amen? But catch it. For hours they stood there and listened to the word of God. That's how much they demanded to hear the word of God. That's how determined they were to hear the word of God. When I saw this about them being willing to stand there for hours, it reminded me of another story in the New Testament. And just so you can see, if anybody ever looks at the clock while I'm preaching, I want you to get this, all right? Go over to Acts chapter 20. Look at verses 7 through 9. Here's another instance of the way the Christians were determined to hear the word, even when the situation was not ideal. Acts chapter 20, verses 7 through 9. Now on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul, ready to depart the next day, spoke to them and continued his message till, anybody see it? Till midnight. Hallelujah. Look at what happened here. This is a warning for you. Verse 8. There were many lamps in the upper room where they were gathered together, and in a window sat a certain young man named Eutychus, who was sinking into a deep sleep. He was overcome by sleep, and as Paul continued speaking, he fell down from the third story and was taken up dead. So if I catch any of you sleeping through my sermons, you're going to be in trouble, amen? Now, Paul was able to minister to this young man and raise him back up. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't claim the power to raise you back up if you get struck dead for sleeping through the sermon. Amen. So you better stay awake. But catch it. These Christians were determined to hear the word. They didn't let time bother them. They didn't look at the clock and say, oh, you know, I got to get home. I got to roast in the oven. Oh, no, no. Worse than that. Oh, there's a game on this afternoon. Got to get home for the game. They were determined to hear the word. The word was important to them. They demanded it. I've got to have the word of God. And that's the attitude that you're going to have. Catch it. Here at Covenant Community Church, we do everything in our power to get the word to you. Amen? Amen. And I'm going to talk about that a little later. But understand, if we don't get the word to you, you need to get it for yourself.
That's right. That's right.
When you stand before the judgment seat of God, he's not going to take this excuse, well, Pastor Franklin didn't tell me. No, what's he going to say? I made sure that you had the opportunity to get into this word for yourself. And you need to demand. You need to be determined. I don't care if Pastor Franklin never teaches me anything. I don't care if they take all Christians off of radio and TV and you can't hear it that way. I don't care. I'm going to get into the word. And I'm not going to let this word pass me by. Here's the third thing. First thing was you have to recognize your need for the word. Number two, you must be determined to hear the word. Here's number three. You must honor the word. You must honor the word. I'd like everybody to stand up, please. Stand up. I'm going to read for you Nehemiah 8:5. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. That's what you just did. At the reading of the word, all the people stood up. For what purpose? To honor the word. You can be seated. Amen. The people honored the word of God. You see, they understood the Bible is truly God's word. It is truly God speaking to us. And if you recognize that the Bible is the word of God, then you've got to give the Bible a place of honor in your life. But how do you honor the word? Let me tell you how you don't honor the Bible, all right? Here's how you don't honor the Bible. Go down to the Christian bookstore, buy you a 19-pound King James version of the Bible, put it on your table, your coffee table, and let everybody that comes in your house see how much you love the Bible. Now, if you do that, remember to dust it at least once a month. You don't want them to find out that you never open it. Amen? No, that's not how you honor the word. Let me show you how you honor the word. Look at verse 3 of Nehemiah 8. Here it is. Here's how you honor the word. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. The ears of all the people were attentive. You want to honor the word of God as the word of God? You got to pay attention. Amen. Amen? You got to pay attention to the word of God. We just had the president give his State of the Union address. And you know, the president makes many speeches throughout the year. He has a whole staff of speechwriters. But the one speech that everybody pays attention to is the State of the Union. And when he gives that speech, they take it and they take it apart line by line. They look at every word that he says because that's his plan for how he wants to run the country. They know it's important. And so you can turn on your TV and everybody's talking about, well, the president said this and he said that and it must mean this and he must be planning that. What are they doing? They are honoring that speech by giving it their full attention. I wonder how many of us as Christians analyze the Bible as much as the non-Christians analyze the State of the Union. Amen. You see, we need to honor the Word of God. What are some of the things that you can do to honor the Word of God? Take your bulletin for a moment. Turn it over to the back page. See what's on the top of that? What's it say?
Sermon notes.
Now, let me tell you something that preachers know. I've shared this with you before. And this is something they teach us. When you hear an oral presentation, for most people, 80 or 90% of it is gone by the time you hit the door. Amen. You won't remember it. Amen?
Amen.
You can say amen because it's true. Amen. You don't remember most of it. And if it's the Word of God, is it important?
Yes.
Absolutely. So guess what? God gave you pencils. If you don't have one, we've got Covenant Community Church pencils. Amen?
Amen.
Can we give them one? We got enough to give them one? If you don't have a pencil, we'll give you a Covenant Community Church pencil. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you use it for anything else, it'll burn up in your hand. But Covenant Community Church pencil. Catch it. You need to take notes.
Amen.
You need to take notes. Now catch it. Those notes are not for my benefit. I will never see your notes. With most of your handwriting, it wouldn't do me any good if I could see your notes. Those notes are for you.
Amen.
And when you go home during the week, what do you need to do? Take those notes, go back over all those scriptures, look at it, and let the Lord begin to speak to your heart, to your understanding, to your mind through the message that was given. That's what this is all about. You see, you need to honor the Word. We have our tape table back there. On Sundays, I was about to say give them away. It's not quite giving them away, but it's pretty close. Those tapes are available for $2 each. Now, if you go to any bookstore and want to buy a sermon tape, you'll pay $7 for it. Now, why do you think that those tapes are available for $2 each? Because we want you to have them. Amen? That just about covers the cost that it costs us to produce those tapes. We want you to have them. We want you to take them. We want you to share them with other people. Why? You want to honor the Word. Mm-hmm. You don't want to let that message just go by you because you heard it on Sunday. You want to take it and you want to be able to refresh yourself on it. Let me tell you something. I listen to my messages.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I listen to my messages. Now, one thing, I have to prepare the radio broadcast. Those of you who know, we have a half-hour radio broadcast every week. And I have to prepare that. And so I have to go through and listen to the whole message so that I can edit it and, you know, get it down to the proper length for the radio broadcast and so forth. And so I listen to the whole thing. And sometimes, you know, I just sit there and listen to it and say, well, praise God. Yeah, you know, that is what I need to do. You know? Because catch it, it's the Word of God. Doesn't matter who it came from. Amen? It's the Word. And besides that, you know, if I wouldn't eat it myself, why would I feed it to you? Amen? Amen? You need to listen to the Word. I'm driving along in the car. Much of the time, what I've got in my cassette player is the Word. You need to honor the Word by giving it your attention. Number four. Not only do you need to honor the Word, but you got to understand it. Look at verse 8 of Nehemiah 8. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the word. You've got to understand the word for it to do you any good. Now I'm going to try something. I'm going to see if it'll work here. Escúchame. Si me entiende, pónganse a pie.
Sí.
Okay, Sonia, a couple more. Praise God. Amen. What are the rest of you doing sitting down? What are you sitting down for? Wait a minute. Didn't you hear me? Didn't you hear me speak? But you didn't understand. Amen. Sonia, tell them what I said.
He said to listen. If you're hearing him, to stand on your feet.
Amen. 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 Now catch it. It's not enough just to hear the word. You got to understand what you hear in order for it to do you any good. I can stand here and I can preach to you and catch it. I very deliberately try to make this word understandable for you. Amen? I try to make it understandable. Those of you who listen to the broadcast, you will hear at the end of our radio broadcast every time I say this. Our focus is teaching the word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. Amen. You got to be able to understand the word. And so my task is to make it as clear and as understandable as possible. This is what God says. This is what he wants you to do about it. And this is how you do it. Amen. But catch it. I have a part to play, but you have a part to play. How many of you have ever read something in the Bible, let's say a chapter, you read through that chapter in the Bible, and you get to the end of that chapter, and you would have to admit if somebody asked you to explain what you just read, you would have no idea.
Amen.
Let me just see. Amen.
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 Amen. Catch it. You say, well, I read the word today. And the question is, you read it, but what good did it do you? If you didn't understand it. If there's anything that comes out of this series of messages that I want you to get more than anything else, is the Christian life is not automatic. You got to put some effort into it. You got to invest some effort into it. Invest some work into it. If you want abundant life, you will only get out of it, what did your mother tell you? What you put into it. Amen? And if you are not willing to put the effort into it to find out what God tells you to do and how he tells you to do it and then put it to work in your life, you will not reap the benefits of the abundant life. You need to understand the word of God.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Derry Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Derry or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.